Dr. Harriet Akello Pascual, the Health Ministry's Director for HIV and AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases Department, says the Ministry and the HIV/AIDS Commission are implementing a strategy to bring HIV infection rate down to zero by ensuring that 95% of the South Sudanese population know their HIV status. But she says it won't be easy.
Out of the estimated 173,000 people estimated to be living with HIV, only 35% of those know their HIV status. And out of those who know their HIV status, only 27% are currently accessing treatment. And in terms of coverage for viral load testing, only 54% have been tested to estimate their viral load. So South Sudan, we still have a long way to go to reach the global targets of the 395s.
Dr. Akello says data available shows that far less men than women get tested for HIV, and that the youth who are at a sexual active age are also not getting tested. Health Ministry officials say they plan to create more awareness on HIV among the population to ensure people do not stigmatize those individuals living with HIV. Akello says the HIV prevalence rate in South Sudan stands 2.1%, meaning for every 100 people tested for HIV, two of them are found to be positive. She says the highest prevalence of HIV is seen in Western Equatoria State, followed by Lake State. The five states with the lowest HIV prevalence rate are Northern Barkazal, Upper Nile, Western Barkazal, Jonglei, and Unity States, according to Dr. Akello.
About 173,000 people are estimated to be living with HIV/AIDS in the country, of which we have about 14,000 who are children under the age of 14 years of age. So this is the current statistics in terms of access to treatment.
Dr. Chol Ayom Dor, Deputy Chairperson of South Sudan's HIV/AIDS Commission, says knowledge about HIV remains low among South Sudanese.
We are not going out and talk about what is HIV and how can we prevent ourselves. You cannot treat something you don't know. The organizations, the partners we call, okay, they are not funding awareness. The government is not putting more money to awareness. So how are they going to have that knowledge of HIV?
23-year-old Alice Taban is a law student at the University of Juba. Taban says she gets tested for HIV and encourages other students to do the same.
There is a higher rate of ignorance about HIV and AIDS. About HIV and AIDS, especially to students, because I remember last year the university brought some team from World Health Organization to do testing, so that students know their health status, if they are positive or negative. But if a student went there and tried to check his or her status, and after the checkup, some of the students will be like, you don't know your status, why are you going there? What are you trying to show us?
30-year-old William Ronyo Odor, another University of Juba student, in his fourth year of Environmental Studies and Natural Resources, says he knows about HIV and AIDS, but has never gotten tested.
But I have been thinking to be tested, and have decided that any time from now I will be tested. I was been battling with some fear, you know, people whenever you go to test you kind of fear what the result will be, and I was battling with that, but not that I played, you know, with a lot of sexual activities, no, but kind of, I not knowing the status sometimes is fearsome.
The Ministry of Health is urging every South Sudanese to get tested in a government hospital which provides free testing and treatment. A HIV self-test has also been introduced for those who would like to do the same test at home. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.